This situation in Greece was the historical result of a series of conquests dating back to the 19th century involving the Turks, the Bulgarians, and most recently the Germans under Hitler. After the German forces swept through Greece in the spring of 1941 and forced out the British allies, they commenced a systematic program of deforestation, leaving some areas stripped of 75% of their trees. The Germans destroyed 400,000 buildings and burned 2,000 villages to the ground. All foreign trade and industry ceased. The Greek merchant fleet was sunk. 700,000 refugees made their way to already crowded cities. German policy of removing unemployed men to slave camps gave rise to the custom of government agencies and private businesses protecting these men with jobs even when there was nothing to do. These hopeless conditions gave rise to a popular communist party that waged guerrilla warfare against the Germans. The Germans tolerated the wealthy class of Greeks concentrated in the vicinity of Athens. Here, money and ostentatious wealth stood in stark contrast to the abject poverty of the rest of the nation. The northern part of Greece was the most neglected and impoverished area, and it was from there that the communists based their resistance to the Germans and English who returned after the war.